The Storm Sister by Lucinda Riley. Read by Hattie Morahan. For Susan Moss, My Soul Sister. Dear reader, welcome to Ali's story. According to the legends of the Seven Sisters, she was the second daughter of Atlas and Pleione. During the Halcyon days, she watched over the Mediterranean Sea, keeping it safe for sailors. She was happily married to Ceyx, the king of Thessaly, and all was well until the day the couple angered Zeus. He sent a thunderstorm over the seas, causing Ceyx's boat to capsize and him to drown. When I first had the idea of writing a series of books based on the Seven Sisters of the Pleiades, I had no idea where it would lead me. I was very attracted to the fact that each one of the mythological sisters was a unique and strong female. Some say they were the seven mothers who seeded our earth. There is no doubt that in their stories they were all highly fertile. And I wanted to celebrate the achievements of women, especially in the past, where so often their contribution to making our world the place it is today has been overshadowed by the more frequently documented achievements of men. However, the definition of feminism is equality, not domination. And the women I write about, both in the past and present, accept that they want and need love in their lives. Not necessarily in the traditional form of marriage and children, but the Seven Sisters series unashamedly celebrates the endless search for love and explores the devastating consequences when it is lost to us. As I travel round the world, following in the footsteps of my factual and fictional female characters to research their stories, I am constantly humbled and awed by the tenacity and courage of the generations of women who came before me. Whether fighting the sexual and racial prejudices of time gone by, losing their loved ones to the devastation of war or disease, or making a new life on the other side of the world, these women paved the way for us to have the freedom of thought and deed that we enjoy today, and so often take for granted. I never forget that this freedom was won by thousands of generations of remarkable women, perhaps leading right back to the Seven Sisters themselves. I hope you enjoy Ali's journey. Although she was known as the leader, like her mythological counterpart, Ali faces tragedy and loss and must dig deep to find the courage to move forwards. Lucinda. I would not creep along the coast, but steer out in mid-sea by guidance of the stars. George Eliot. Ali. June 2007. Morning mood. Chapter 1. The Aegean Sea. I will always remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when I heard that my father had died. I was lying naked in the sun on the deck of the Neptune, with Theo's hand resting protectively on my stomach. The deserted curve of Golden Beach on the island in front of us glimmered in the sun as it sat nestled in its rocky cove. The crystal clear turquoise water was making a lazy attempt at foaming waves as it hit the sands, foaming elegantly like the froth on a cappuccino. Becalmed, I'd thought. Like me. We'd dropped anchor in the small bay off the tiny Greek island